When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in, hour number three, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. The eclipse is underway all over Texas, making its way towards my home state of Tennessee. I'm told that we have peak eclipse at 3:04 Eastern here, 2:04, I think, Central Time. Just FYI, big time moment for the nation. We're going to talk about the situation in Pennsylvania here in a moment. We're also going to talk about the crazy answer given by Dawn Staley at South Carolina. In fact, let me just go ahead and bring in, because I bet Sean Parnell, I saw him share this. I bet he's pretty fired up about it, too. Sean, you've got a bunch of kids, and we're going to talk about the situation on the ground in Pennsylvania and what needs to happen in order for Pennsylvania to go back red in 2024. But when you hear Dawn Staley say she's fine with men identifying as women playing women's basketball, do you find this as crazy as I do, that it's almost impossible to believe that, you know, we made a movie called Juana Man, like the whole era of mocking this, South Park has obviously been on the front edge of this, and now it's basically Democrat Party orthodoxy that if you're a dude pretending to be a woman, you should be able to be in women's sports?
Yeah. I mean, I was kind of blown away by it. And I say this as somebody who has three daughters who work their butt off every single day, committing themselves to a sport or whatever it is really that they want to do. And when you let men play women's sports, I mean, it's just, I guess I would just say, Clay, the party of science doesn't really care about science because it's basic science that men are bigger, stronger, faster than women. And ultimately, it's a safety issue. It's a safety issue, especially with how physical sports can be. God, you just don't want to see anything happen to a young girl that dedicated her life having her dreams stolen by a man and then get hurt in the process as well. It's just terrible all around.
Hey, Sean, I'm sure you saw the Wall Street Journal piece. Now they're voting red. A Pennsylvania fracking boom weighs in on Biden's reelection chances. It gets into some of the data. Look, the biggest swing state by population is Pennsylvania. So it's critical for 2024. I can't foresee a future in which Trump wins Pennsylvania and does not win the election, right? I mean, I feel like if he wins Pennsylvania, chances are he's going to win everywhere else he needs to. But this piece goes into how the Democrats' anti-fracking position has changed some of the dynamics such that now, especially out in the Pittsburgh area, the Democrats are the party of like software designers who live in the city, and the Republicans are the guys who are working in the natural gas industry and guys that are doing more sort of trade and, you know, outside jobs. What are you seeing?
Yeah, it's such a great point. And I think your assessment is spot on. I mean, there is a tectonic shift, paradigm shift happening politically in Pennsylvania. And I say this as somebody who comes from, you know, a family of blue dog union Democrats, pro-life, pro-gun Democrats, who in many cases now are more pro-Trump than some of my Republican family members. And here's the deal, Buck. Like, you can drive anywhere from my house in western Pennsylvania, 45 minutes in any direction, and you will drive through two or three towns that are completely derelict, old school coal or oil manufacturing towns that have buttoned themselves up. And the truth is that Republicans and Democrats both betrayed the people who lived in those towns for a very, very, very long time. And so Trump comes along, and all of a sudden, all of these people have a voice again. And ultimately, I think that this paradigm shift has brought forth this incredible opportunity for Republicans, where now we're the party of the working class. Now we're the party of the middle class, right? And you have the Democrats, who have now strangely become, in my lifetime, the party of, you know, big tech oligarchs, Hollywood celebrities, ivory tower academics. And in Western Pennsylvania, I mean, this is a heavily, you know, it's a heavily Republican area. It's a place where Republicans can do very, very, very well. But there are a lot of blue dog Democrats here, again, pro-life, pro-gun Democrats, who are going to vote for Trump. And I just think there's an unbelievable opportunity for Republicans in Pennsylvania, especially with Trump at the top of the ticket. I mean, Pennsylvania is more than in play this time around. There's no question about it.
That could play out. Sean Parnell with us now, not only in the national race, which I'm going to talk about here in a sec, but also with Dave McCormick trying to win back a Senate seat. I'm curious how you would assess that Senate race, and also what in the world's happened with John Fetterman? Who has really, I mean, it's like he went in for treatment at Walter Reed and came out in many respects sounding like a Republican. Like, what has happened there? Did people misattribute his political leanings? I mean, he regularly says he's not woke. He's not a progressive. He's very pro-Israel. He's come out in favor of fracking, to a certain degree. Also, I believe now, believes the borders should be shut down. What is going on there? How would you assess the Senate in general, the race, but also Fetterman?
Well, first of all, we'll talk Dave McCormick first. Like, I think he's the only person, you know, that Bob Casey has run against that can, and I think likely will, beat Bob Casey. I mean, Dave McCormick is a fundraising machine, and whether or not you like money in politics or not, the guy, you need money to run effective races. I always liken money in political races to bullets in your gun and combat, right? Politics is just like war, just without the bullets. And so you run out of bullets on the battleground, like, you're done. You run out of fundraising dollars when you're running a race, you're done. But Dave McCormick has an ability to raise historic sums of money. And if you look at Pennsylvania as it is today, just by the numbers, just by voter registration numbers, Trump won Pennsylvania in 16. And by the way, he was the first Republican to do it, running for president since Ronald Reagan. He won by a razor-thin margin with a voter registration, Republican voter registration deficit to Democrats of 600,000 plus. Now the Democrats only have a 380 plus thousand voter registration advantage. So it's nearly cut in half. So the state is more favorable than it's ever been. And it's going to continue to trend red every day that goes on. As far as Fetterman is concerned, I have a theory about this, and it's basically, for a long time in Pennsylvania, there has been one Republican and one Democrat at the top of the ticket for Senate. The state has always had a sense of moderation there. There's a phrase that Pennsylvania will tolerate neither too much virtue or too much vice. And so from a political standpoint, the people here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania have always had kind of like an even keel temperament in the Senate. Well, this is the first time two Democrats have been at the top of the ticket in the Senate in Pennsylvania in over 100 years. And so I see Fetterman's moderation, right, as it pertains to Israel, fracking, and everything else as a political strategy to draw fire away from Bob Casey and give Pennsylvanians the state of their sort of political homeostasis that they've always had at the top of the ticket. And what you see is people writing all these stories about Fetterman, like, whoa, what happened to this guy? Look at him. He's so conservative now. But nobody's really writing about Bob Casey. And, I mean, and I look at it like this, Clay. You know, John Fetterman waves around an Israeli flag. But the fact is, look at how he votes in the Senate. He voted against a standalone aid package for Israel in the Senate. So if you were really so pro-Israel, you would certainly vote for that. I've known John Fetterman a long time, since he was mayor of Braddock. He has been a free Palestine guy for as long as I've known him. So it goes back to an old adage that I have, like, don't listen to what Democrats say. Watch how they vote.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense, actually. Sean, thank you for putting that into context for us. By the way, if you want to hear more of Sean Parnell, he has the Sean Parnell Show podcast on the Clay and Buck Network. Another reason for our wonderful radio listeners to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app to the Clay and Buck Network. And Sean's show will be there along with Tudor Dixon, Carol Markowitz. Sean, how does Trump win? You know the Pennsylvania terrain politically as well as anybody. How does Trump win in 2024?
Well, his path is going to be, first of all, again, a state's more favorable than it's ever been. But Trump has this ability, and this is perhaps more prominent in Pennsylvania than almost anywhere else, maybe Michigan as well. But Trump has this ability to bring out this crazy cross-section of voters from everywhere, even first-time people that have really never voted before. A perfect example of this is Erie County. It's a swing county here in Pennsylvania in the Northwest, but it's a Democrat county, essentially. There are more registered Democrats than Republicans. Trump won it in 2016. With Trump off the ballot in the off-cycle race in 18, the congressman who represents Erie County lost it by almost 20,000 votes. In 2020, Trump lost Erie County again by probably 1,500 votes. So you get a sense of the turnout machine that he is. And so when you add his ability to turn out voters, plus somebody like Dave McCormick on a ticket, you kind of have a Trump-Toomey vibe going there. And by the way, those guys couldn't be more different. I mean, Toomey voted to convict Trump in the Senate, as we all remember. But you have this kind of unbelievable synergy where Dave McCormick is going to play very, very, very well in the suburbs. And then you've got Trump, who's bringing out all these first-time voters and blue-collar Democrats. Dave McCormick is going to benefit from that. And my hope is that Trump benefits from some of the suburban vote with McCormick as well. Add to that that it's going to be what seems to me a great Republican year with a terribly weak Democrat candidate, both president and vice president. Somehow Kamala Harris is less popular than Joe Biden. But look, there's a ton of opportunity in Pennsylvania with a lot of synergy on the ticket. And then you add to that a mail-in program that Republicans have never had before in Pennsylvania that is at this point very, very, very effective. I like our chances.
That's where I wanted to hit for the last question for you. The number one thing we hear when we talk about Pennsylvania is they're going to steal it, because I think a lot of people saw the way the votes kept rolling in, the changes that were made in 2020. The fact that Fetterman won and had half
it happened
of his
to
vote
Sean,
bank.
By the way. Sean was ahead going to bed, and then all of a sudden all the extra ballots came in. Sean, what was the gap?
Oh, there was a 13,000 vote. I mean, any way you cut it, that's why every news outlet in the country called the race for me, including MSNBC. Any way you cut it, mathematically, there was going to be a 13,000 vote margin of victory. The race took over a week, and the main issue was, even though, like I said, it took over a week to actually finish the counting, was that you had a bunch of ballots that were not signed with no identification for first-time mail-in voters and unsupervised drop boxes. So that sort of whittled away people's confidence in how we conduct elections here. So things have gotten a little bit better in Pennsylvania. But the truth is, Republicans, especially in this state over the last three cycles, have not done a good job at building an election infrastructure here in this state that is required to win. Democrats, by contrast, have done well. And just to be clear for your audience, people who are listening, I don't like mail-in ballots. I don't like our system here. But the rules of engagement are what they are until we win. You can't fix things until we win. And so that has to be the first priority. And what comes part and parcel with that is building a system that will allow us to do that. And so that operation is has to have two phases, right? You have to put a ton of dollars into registering low propensity. You have to register Republican voters. So you got to close that registration gap and then focus on all the people that Trump brings out, these low propensity voters that maybe even voted for the first time in their life for Trump in 20 or maybe even in 16. Get them on the permanent mail-in vote so that in off-cycle races you can have that presidential-level turnout. This is why Republicans have been getting killed in Pennsylvania in off-cycle or midterm elections. It's because the Democrats basically set the bar really high in 2020. They got all these people on the permanent mail-in voting list, and Republicans are just like, well, I don't like mail-in voting. Well, that ain't going to win elections. And so this time around, we have a program with millions and millions of dollars behind it. This is a sort of quiet behemoth working in the background of Pennsylvania to do just what I told you. And so not only do we have all these great things going, synergy of the ticket, a great year, great environment, weak incumbent president, we also have this program where we're working to register voters and get them on the permanent mail-in list so that we can bolster our chances in November. And like I said, I like our chances.
Sean Parnell, everybody, check out the Sean Parnell Show, which is in the Clay and Buck Podcast Network. Please subscribe. Sean, great to talk to you, man. Thank you.
Thanks, Clay. Thanks, Buck.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, a sportsman, somebody who believes in the Second Amendment right to bear arms, you gotta learn this name, Bear Creek Arsenal. I mean, they may be the firearm industry's best kept secret, but we're changing that here on this show. Let me tell you. Because I appreciate shooting. I appreciate getting out to the range. I'm actually going out to the range this weekend, and I'm going to have my Bear Creek Arsenal rifle with me. I've spent a good amount of time handling guns over the course of my life. It was required earlier in my career with the CIA, and now I try to just keep my skills sharp and just improve over time as both a sportsman and somebody who believes in the right to defend yourself and to carry firearms to that end. Bear Creek Arsenal offers a wide range of premium calibers at a fraction of what the competition is. I mean, how do they do it? There's no middleman fees, and they're all about what you need, which is making firearms of the highest quality and not wasting a lot of money on extras and things you don't need. I have one of their ARs at home. It's phenomenal, and I'm getting one of their handguns soon because it's such high quality. But look, I have one of the most expensive ARs you can actually get anywhere, and my Bear Creek Arsenal can go pound for pound, toe to toe with it, and is a fraction of the price. So why spend a whole lot of money for something that doesn't give you anything more than what you get with Bear Creek Arsenal? And this is why I want you to check them out. Go to BearCreekArsenal.com/buck. That's BearCreekArsenal.com/buck. They've also got a lot of great gear. I mean, trust me, they'll have a lot of fun just kind of window shopping on the site, if you will. BearCreekArsenal.com/buck. Use promo code buck for 10% off your first order. That's BearCreekArsenal.com/buck. Use promo code BUCK for 10% off.
They're here to shed light on the truth every day. Clay Travis and Buck Sexton.
If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you have access to potential tax benefits, and you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Labrador's core executive team has more than 190 years of combined oil and gas experience and has drilled thousands of oil and gas wells. They're dedicated to mitigating risk while providing accredited investors with sound returns. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. American energy independence is crucial for our national security and future prosperity, and Labrador Energy is leading the charge to make that a reality. Invest in U.S. oil and gas today. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
The number one fantasy sports app in America is Prize Picks. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. 5 million members already active on Prize Picks. If you've not yet downloaded Prize Picks, do it today. Unlike other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports you know best, and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. More player action on Prize Picks now than ever, and it's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states now. Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance, so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app and open your account. Use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app. Use promo code Clay, that's C-L-A-Y, to get set up and get a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Welcome back into Clay and Buck. We are going to be joined by the intrepid Outkick reporter who asked the question of the coach for University of South Carolina about players, male players playing against women and all that stuff. We also are going to have producer Greg, who is chasing the eclipse. It's apparently a thing. I didn't even know this. You know, I've heard of storm chasing. He is eclipse chasing, trying to find the best possible view. Some people are seeing it now. Clay, I've been getting text messages from folks that are saying a little anticlimactic so far. So I don't know. I think it depends on where you are, how much of it you get to see. But I'm glad we didn't take a day off for the eclipse personally. You and me, I think we needed to be here doing our show.
No doubt. And also, if you have some clouds, that's going to be a real kick in the teeth here, which I think we have in Nashville right now. I'm going to go down and check right after this segment and just see if there's any movement at all on the Nashville eclipse, which I think is supposed to peak in about 30 minutes. But that'll be fun. Well, again, if you have not heard the audio, Dawn Staley, University of South Carolina women's basketball coach, coming out in favor of men who are women, pretending to be women, being able to compete in women's sports. It's blown up. We're going to talk with the reporter from Outkick who asked that question. But in the meantime, nowadays, $20 barely buys you lunch, barely gets you a quarter of your tank filled up with gas. But you know what it does get you? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, plenty of 5G data from Pure Talk. Same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. Average-sized family, you'll save almost $1,000 a year. All with no contracts, no activation fees. You can keep your same phone and your same phone number. Switch to Pure Talk today. If it's time for a new cell phone, you can get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids from Pure Talk. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who supports our military and our veterans and who helps create American jobs, refuses to advertise on all the fake news networks out there. That's Pure Talk. Dial #250, say the keywords Clay and Buck. Make the switch today so you can more easily afford to buy other things. #250, say Clay and Buck. Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We are joined now by a guy whose question was viewed 30 million times, roughly, on Twitter alone on Saturday. He is a writer at Outkick. He is Dan Zakrzewski. I believe I have pronounced his last name correctly because I'm the worst at pronunciations on the planet. Dan, first, did you expect for the answer and the question to go as viral as it has? And for those of you who did not hear it, Dawn Staley, University of South Carolina women's basketball coach, said she would be okay with men identifying as women playing women's basketball. It has been much discussed. It has echoed throughout everywhere over the past 48 hours or so. Did you expect it to be as big of a story as it was? And what has the reaction been like from your perspective?
So you never expect to get, you know, as you said, 30 million views on a video. However, at the moment she said it, I knew I had a story. There was no question about that. In fact, I ended up looking up later and even beforehand to see if Dawn Staley had ever talked about this issue before, because it seems like something that the media would ask her. I think her answer actually surprised them, and that's why they've never asked her. I believe that the women's basketball media, which, by the way, is mostly just PR at this point, I think they thought, based on her religious views, that she was going to not say that, so they've never asked her. Because as long as they didn't ask her the question and force her to say what went against their ideology, then they wouldn't have to report on it. So I actually think it really shocked them as much as it shocked me to hear her say that.
Yeah, thanks for being with us. And it obviously got a ton of attention over the weekend because I honestly was surprised that she answered it. I would have assumed that she would have taking the easy route, which is to defer and say, you know, I'm not a coach, but I can play this game too, right? Like, I'm just focused on, you know, whether my girls are going to win the big game or something, right? You know, end of story. Why do you think she leaned into it?
Yeah, I've gone back and forth on that a few times. I'm surprised as well. I mean, you know, a lot of people attacking me for asking the question and basically saying that I made this a story when I did not make this a story. Dawn Staley made this a story with her answer. As you said, I asked the Iowa coach 2 hours later. I had a lot of people in my mentions saying that too, like, oh, I guess you didn't ask the white coach about this. Well, just so everybody knows how this works, Dawn Staley's press conference was, her availability was before Lisa Bluter's, which came 2 hours later, and I had planned to ask both coaches. That's just how it went. Lisa Bluter did, Buck, do what you're talking about. She said, it's an important issue. It's an issue for another time. Right now, I'm just focused on, you know, the national championship. Part of me wonders if I built a little bit of a relationship with Dawn Staley last week, asking her about Easter Sunday. Her South Carolina team won their Elite Eight game against Oregon State on Easter Sunday. And I asked her about whether or not that carried any additional importance for her. Now, as we've talked about, the women's college basketball media, as you can imagine, pretty hard left-leaning group. They aren't big fans of Dawn Staley talking about God, talking about religion. They don't ask her about it, ever. They never ask her about it. In fact, any article that you look up with her talking about is the occasional one you'll see is, you know, she shouldn't be allowed to pray with her players, that she's, you know, somehow attacking their religious freedom and all that. So I think asking her the week before about her religion and writing about it, because to me that was an interesting story. Dawn Staley on Easter Sunday, she talks about God all the time. Why would I not ask her about that?
We're talking to Dan Szeszewski. He did a great job asking a question that actually got an answer and impacted people. So I'm going to ask you to go into Dawn Staley's mindset here a little bit. Obviously, you're not an expert on her thought process. But I found what was so interesting about this is she paused before she answered. I'm sure she's thought about it before. But in the past, she's talked about her team gets better by practicing against basically intramural level basketball players on the University of South Carolina's campus. Those are men who are brought in to scrimmage against her girls. So she's aware of the biological difference here. So this is not a situation where she's just making a political argument and she's not really that cognizant of actually how much difference there is. She played college basketball. She scrimmaged against men her whole life. She knows the difference. Why do you think she answered the way that she did, knowing that she is well aware men are bigger, stronger, faster, better by far basketball players than women?
Yeah, and Clay, they call them the Markers. That's the name of their sort of men's team that they practice.
And she's been, and I'm correct, right? She's been super complimentary of those guys and how much better they make the women.
Yeah, I think after the Sweet 16 win, she even brought them up that, you know, someone asked what's been the key to your success, and she said practicing against our Markers, the highlighters, the Markers, the men. Because no matter what we do, no matter what women's team we face, they're faster, they're quicker, they pass the ball faster. Like, yes, she has talked very openly that practicing against the men has made her team better, because no women's team she's ever going to face, or the South Carolina's ever going to face, is going to be as good as these guys who I heard you mention earlier in the show are not South Carolina's men's basketball team. These are just guys on campus who play basketball and, you know, probably scored 13 points a game in high school in South Carolina. Here's what I think. And as you said, you know, I preface this, of course, by saying I don't know what Dawn Staley's thinking. I don't know if she's lying. I think that the issue doesn't affect her, and I think she doesn't think it's going to. I think she sees this as, like some people have pointed out, like, oh, this is a fringe issue. It's not a big deal. There are a couple of transgender athletes. You know, obviously we're familiar with the Leah Thomas story, but it hasn't really taken college basketball yet. And my point of asking the question with all these people coming at me and saying, this wasn't the time and place. How could you possibly do this? You know, the day before a national championship game. Are you kidding? This is exactly the time and place. This was the biggest weekend in women's, arguably in American women's sports history, based on how many people were watching, how the spotlight was on women's sports. What better time to talk about an issue facing women's sports than now? I honestly think, as you guys have mentioned, she is a left-wing media darling. They love everything about her, except the God stuff. They love that she talks about racism. They love, and I think she didn't want to go afoul of them on an issue that really right now doesn't affect her. But it will. don't get it twisted. It's going to affect her. It just doesn't right now. So I think she felt kind of safe taking the route of, I'm going to stay on the good side here.
Dan Zakrzewski. Of OutKick. Dan, where can people go to, I guess, OutKick?
You can just say Dan Z, guys. I totally get it. Understand. But you're doing a great job.
I was leaning into it there. I thought I almost stuck the landing. I just kind of got a little unsure at the end. But OutKick.com for more of your work, I assume, yes?
Yes, OutKick.com. You can follow me on X at Real Dan Zach as well.
Real Dan Zach or Dan Zakrzewski. There we go. Dan, thank you so much, man. Great to have you. And congrats on the on the big moment over the weekend, you know, doing journalism. It's a crazy thing doing journalism sometimes.
It's amazing the number of quote unquote reporters who have attacked me for reporting. But thank you guys.
No, you're not supposed to report as a reporter, as you know. It's all propaganda, but thank you for actually doing your job. Appreciate it. We'll take some of your calls, some of your VIP emails here to close us out. And you know, Civil War is the name of a new movie coming to theaters this Friday. It's a compelling, on the edge of your seat, epic thriller from visionary filmmaker Alex Garland. For those who binge watch The Last of Us, you're going to like the storyline. You're going to want to see this one in theaters, though. It is made for the big screen. The movie portrays a dystopian future America and a team of military-embedded journalists racing against time to reach Washington, D.C. before rebel factions descend upon the White House. It's getting great advance reviews from a variety of publications and movie reviewers, and the Rotten Tomato rating is 92% right now. Produced by A24, written and directed by Alex Garland. You can buy tickets in advance for this theater experience, including select IMAX theater screens. The cast includes Kirsten Dunst, Jesse Plemons, Wagner Moura, Nick Offerman, who I believe was Ron Swanson in the Parks and Rec. So you know Ron Swanson from Parks and Rec. That's Nick Offerman. Yeah, it's a great character. The movie is Civil War. Again, that's Civil War. Look it up. Make plans to see it in theaters this Friday.
Keep up with Clay and Buck's campaign coverage with 24, a Sunday highlight reel from the week. Find it on the free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you have access to potential tax benefits, and you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Labrador's core executive team has more than 190 years of combined oil and gas experience and has drilled thousands of oil and gas wells. They're dedicated to mitigating risk while providing accredited investors with sound returns. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. American energy independence is crucial for our national security and future prosperity, and Labrador Energy is leading the charge to make that a reality. Invest in U.S. oil and gas today. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to the Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country, heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull.
He sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, and he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave Major Turnbull a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope.
With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's severely injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders.
Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T2T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
Welcome back in to Clay and Buck. Eclipse Day. And I just went outside. Clay just went outside. What is the report, Clay, from the Nashville area about this amazing astronomical event, the eclipse?
Buck, I went outside about 10 minutes ago. I can report that it's completely cloudy. A woman on the street, a woman on her front porch across the street from me. It wasn't streetwalkers. I went outside. I said, can you see anything yet? She basically said, no, it's cloudy. And then I turned around and went back inside. So the scene in the Nashville area as peak eclipse, I think it's supposed to be like 85% blocked here in Nashville, is that you cannot see anything outside at all. Producer Allie gave us these eclipse glasses, which, by the way, when I put them on right now, Buck, I literally can't see anything. I mean, they are, I don't know if I'm missing something, but I am just staring right now, for those of you on the Clay and Buck VIP, I am staring directly into a black hole, basically. I can't see anything. Producer Greg, however, has been, in addition to taking the day off for the eclipse, traveling all over the East Coast. He's with us now. Can you see a clear sky where you are, Greg?
We have clear skies, Clay. We have cloudy, there's light clouds up top, but it is clear, and we are seeing the moon take a bite out of the sun.
Wait, you have a very serious looking telescope that you have brought with you as well. What is, so does that just make the dark circle look larger? Like, explain this to me. What do you do with your telescope?
Well, it's the sun and everything looks closer, bigger. I can see, and with the solar filter on there, Clay, your glasses are very dark because they're meant to be looking at the really bright sun. So that's why you can't see anything else. But you can see sunspots and the moon covering over the sun. It's pretty amazing.
So Greg, and we're happy that you will be returning to work to do one of the biggest radio shows in the country later this week. So that's the good news for us, is you'll be back here with us. We respect your dedication, your discipline to the cause of the eclipse. Is it everything so far you had hoped for? That is the critical question.
So far, we've been lucky. Yes, I was able to see the one 7 years ago. We were at Clemson University in South Carolina, my daughter and I, and it was great. And this is, yes, this is turning out. I'm glad we got on the road and traveled east, so northeast, so we could see this.
So this is the greatest day off you've ever taken in your life from work. You're like, this 4 minutes is going to be revolutionary. Your life's going to change forever.
This is one of the better days off I've ever taken from work. Yes, absolutely.
He's all in, Clay. He is unflappable, unshakable in his respect for the eclipse. You got.
Now, are there other big eclipse fans surrounding you? It sounds like we can hear noise in the background. Have you found an ideal viewing spot?
We've got a lot of people here. We're at the New Covenant Church here in Malone, and it's so many nice people here with telescopes and binoculars and eyeglasses and hot dogs for free and popcorn. So many nice people. We're having
no one blinded yet.
No one's blinded yet. No, no.
It's important.
How long can you look at the sun without, I think it's not long at all before you start doing eye damage, right? Like, does anyone know?
It's seconds before you can, before you start.
Yeah, okay. Seconds. So be careful out there. Safety first, Greg. I know the eclipse is exciting, but we want your eyes to be good to go.
Also, what's your prediction for tonight, since you're a big UConn fan? What happens the UConn-Purdue game? It's a big day for you. You got the eclipse and UConn going for a back-to-back title.
It is a big night. I'm predicting UConn to win 86-79. And, Klingon is going to end up with 14 points and 14 rebounds.
That's a strong prediction, by the way. So you are taking UConn to cover. Producer Greg, UConn is a 6.5-point favorite under his prediction here. They will cover, and I believe the over will hit. I've got to make my predictions as well. Good stuff.
All right, Producer Greg. Thank you so much. Appreciate you, sir. Stay safe.
Thank you, guys. We'll do. We'll keep you posted.
Oh, man. That's, dude, Clay, he is having a great time out there. And I think it's nice that all the eclipse nerds can get together once every however many years and put on their glasses and, you know, and, go do their thing. That's good. It's exciting.
To be fair, they just shared a picture. I mean, I don't know what a heavy duty telescope would look like. But I think producer Greg's legit got a heavy duty telescope here. You see in this picture?
Oh yeah,
like,
no,
this
I mean,
is not like a flute sized telescope.
He looks like he could be firing a surface to air missile off this thing. I mean, it's a pretty intense contraption he's got. So like I said, man, he's all in. And there are a lot of people that get all in on the eclipse stuff. It is, you know, if you're of that mindset, I suppose this is kind of like the Super Bowl, if you will. It's big day. Big day
no
for
doubt.
The eclipse people out there. So
I think, speaking of eclipse people, Sonny Hostin has weighed
in.
Wait,
you want to do this
view
now, or you want to do this tomorrow? I think we got to hold this because we only have like a minute and a half left. You want to do this right now?
Yeah, let's. How long is
all right?
It?
All right. I'm sorry. He wants Sonny Hostin.
It's the day of the eclipse.
Go ahead. Eclipse day. You're right. Play it, Sonny Hostin. Here's what she says.
All those things together would maybe lead one to believe that, you know, either climate change exists.
That's more
or something
point.
Is really
or
going
Earth is
on.
Returning.
Earth quakes are not at the mercy of climate change. It's underground.
No. It happens.
The
eclipse, they've known about the eclipse coming because eclipses happen, and they actually can say when these things are going to happen. So all these folks who are saying, you know, it's a sign from God doesn't give you warning.
Okay, well, that's she took it off the rails, but you might have heard there, Sonny Hostin was like, between the earthquake and the eclipse, you know, climate change is real. And I will give them a little credit. Even the other ladies of the view are like, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Like, that may be the dumbest thing.
If Joy Behar and Whoopi Goldberg have to correct your scientific take, you have to presume that it is one of the dumbest scientific takes of all time.
Yeah, I would love to know how a...
Can you imagine going on the view?
Think about this. The Earth temperature may be changing by 1 degree over the next 50 years, 1 degree Celsius, and somehow that's changing the trajectory of the moon and the sun.
I mean, how embarrassed would you be if we got to go on the view and you sat down and you said something and immediately Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar both fact-checked you correctly? Like, I can't imagine a more humiliating experience.
I might have to retire. Like, honestly, I might just have to go back to doing other things.
I'm trying to think of what I could sit down on the view and say and get immediately fact-checked on. But if it happened, I think, I mean, to your point, you might have to retire. Might have to just go back to the coffee business full-time.
Yeah.
CrockettCoffee.com, everybody, because as Davy Crockett used to say, climate change did not cause the eclipse. So important. We celebrate history, even fake history, as we make it up on the fly. CrockettCoffee.com for the best coffee you will get anywhere. Please subscribe. Join our pro-America revolution at CrockettCoffee.com. And also make sure you subscribe to the Clay and Buck podcast. You heard Sean today, Sean Parnell, our buddy. Guy was a 10th Mountain Afghanistan combat veteran, wrote a great memoir about it. He's just a great all-American dude. He's in the podcast stream now, so go check out the show.
It's awesome. And again, if you want to start your morning, as Buck and I often start our mornings, by taking just a moment to sit back and think, we're fortunate to live in America. This is the greatest country that's ever existed, and it's filled with so many people out there who've done incredible things. You need to be drinking Crockett Coffee, CrockettCoffee.com.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.